Now it's the first Monday of the month, which means it's time for another edition of Mondays with Mike. Each month, Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane or Director of Content Mike Arnold, both conveniently named Mike, joins Central Time or the morning show to talk about what's going on with WPR programming and operations. Mike Crane with us today, and you, if you'd like, at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have or concerns or praises or criticisms do you have about WPR shows or news coverage? What do you want to hear more or less of on Wisconsin Public Radio? And what do you want to know about how we do stuff here? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Always good to be here.
Well, let's be real timely to start. We've got an election day tomorrow. We've been working up to that for a while, and we've got some election night coverage coming up.
That's right. We also, just a little while ago, we had our debates that were broadcast over the weekend, and this is for the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, and we'll have the candidates being talked about in the other side, the election, which happens tomorrow. And we'll have reports all the way through the evening on the Ideas Network.
Right. And I think Sean Johnson is going to be bringing us up to date. I told him close election. He could be here till 3 a.m, maybe.
Could be.
Or maybe not.
Yeah.
And then speaking of elections, and we're going to talk about this later on the show, Mike, this new project from our news team at WPR, Beyond the Ballot. They're trying to find out what issues are important to people around the state. Tell us a little bit about how this is going to work.
Sure. You know, there's always some kind of an acronym or something that people use when they're talking about things. And the news department sometimes says, well, we need to talk to the RPs, the real people. Mm-hmm. And so what they're trying to do with the Beyond the Ballot is to move beyond the kind of wonky discussions that are inevitably part of what's going on, the experts, to, in a way, the real experts, which are the people of Wisconsin. And so the idea is to meet people where they are, not just on the radio, although that's going to be part of it, but in communities around the state.
Yeah, and that's a great way to think about it. And we hear from our callers, and you know, you hear the surveys and the polls and the projections from political scientists, and those are all interesting and worth talking about. But then hearing what people are actually saying, and sometimes they fit the models perfectly, and sometimes they really don't. And there's a lot of different motivations and ways of thinking out there.
Well, and if there's anything that's been striking in the coverage of the elections in the last 5 or 10 years even, it's that the pundits think one thing, and or 2 or 5 or 10 things, but sometimes, as you say, the reality is a little bit different. So connecting with what really is on people's minds is an important part of what we do.
We'll talk to Bridget Bowden, WPR reporter, about that in a bit. And by the way, there's a hotline you can join and tell us what's on your mind this election season. Call in at 877-782-8942. Again, 877-782-8942, or email beyondtheballot@wpr.org. You can listen to people's stories at wpr.org/ballot. Let's bring on a caller now. We've got George on the line in Beaver Dam. George, hi.
Hi, how you doing? My wife and I were driving back from Colorado this past weekend from spring break, and we were listening to NPR and then CNN and Fox News, and it's real interesting, the different kind of flavors. I'd have to say NPR is probably more in the middle, which maybe you haven't heard before, but I'm wondering if NPR could, or WPR could try and do some programming that has a little bit more conservative bent, but based on, you know, have some logic and fact to it, other than just opinions like some other programs tend to do.
So, George, you're saying that some of what you've heard that's of a conservative bent doesn't contain those features? Is that, tell us more about that.
No, I'm talking about a lot of the talk shows we were listening to on Fox on the way back. They were just more, you know, opinions and talk show hosts saying, this is what I think, but not really backed up by facts or data or anything like that. And as we know, there's a good conservative population in the U.S. and Wisconsin, and I'm a little bit more on the conservative side. I'm just wondering if there can be some programming that kind of defends that or talks that way.
Well, thanks for the comment, George, and certainly the effort that we try to make, not just with the talk shows, but also with our news, is to aim at what you're talking about, which is to dig into the facts and how people should understand the issues of the day. And it's a good reminder for us to just make sure that we're pushing hard on that so that we're telling all kinds of stories from all the sides, and that is definitely our approach. Thanks, George.
George, thanks for the call. We'll go next to Tom on the line in Port Wayne. Tom, hi.
Hi, I have a question for Mike. This is in regards, I'm a vice chair of the Republican County Party, and we have a hard time getting Republican candidates to go on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm a 40-year listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, but they always shy away because of the heavy bias and the favoritism towards Democrats, and I hear it every year on every race from the candidates. They don't want to go to Wisconsin Public Radio. And I would like to know what Wisconsin Public Radio is going to do to level the playing field for some of our candidates.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, Tom. That quite honestly is not my experience of how our journalists approach these things. And it is unfortunate that there is that perception, because basically, what would happen to anyone who's a guest here from any party is that a lot of the opportunity is to interact with our listeners, and I really hope that that's something they would like to do. And, you know, we really try really hard to be straight arrows and not take sides. Perceptions sometimes are different than what we think is the reality, whoever we are, but that is our aim.
And when we're doing an election, we used to call them forums, and we have discussions with candidates, and he mentioned candidates specifically, if we're going to do a race, and a lot of times that's a statewide race or a congressional race, our rule is for a primary, if you're on the ballot in that primary, we invite the candidates, and then in the general, we invite anybody on the ballot. So we give the same invitation, and we try almost to the, and I'm talking for the talk shows here, mm-hmm. try as close as we can to the second to have about the equal time
yep.
for each candidate on the ballot.
Yeah, it's disappointing that is the perception, and I think kind of along the lines that George was talking about earlier, we really at Public Radio try to be right down the middle.
And my favorite candidates, I know I'm not supposed to express a bias,
oh, okay.
and my favorite elected officials, the ones who call us back and come on our show. I really like them,
yeah.
any party. Thanks a lot for the call, Tom. I appreciate you calling in. You can join in with your thoughts or questions, not just on election coverage, anything you want to bring up about Wisconsin Public Radio. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And Mike, speaking of non-election related mm-hmm. news, hey, some fun news, WPR's pilot program beta launching this Saturday. It's been a while in the making. It's coming on both of our networks.
Well, it's funny, you know, I was thinking, reading how Doug, the host, has described things. He says, beta is a polyphonic mosh pit where high culture and low culture collide. That sounds very much like Doug.
It does.
It's a lot of fun. One thing that struck me in thinking about it is during the pilot phase, and this I think would depict the kinds of stories you would get, is that I had not known this. In Cold War Russia, there was a battle to battle back from state-imposed prohibition of banned music. Some entrepreneurial Soviet citizens actually used the plastic from X-rays to make surreptitious recordings. And
wow.
I had, really fascinating. And Doug digs in deep in a very different way. And do we have a clip to play?
We do, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's Doug talking to comedy writer Neil Scovell.
I read in an interview you said that you think that empathy is undervalued in a lot of comedy writers' rooms.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if this means that comedy writers are creating characters who are lacking in empathy, and that the majority of characters we see are a bunch of unsympathetic, self-obsessed characters, or am I extrapolating too much here?
No, I love that theory. If I had thought of it myself, I would have put it in the book.
Put it in the paperback and
okay.
just give me a thanks. Thanks, Doug Gordon, at the end.
I think that's incredibly smart. You should write an op-ed about it.
Okay. Thanks, Neil.
Doug Gordon talking to Nell Scovell. My aged eyes read that as Neil Scovell. Ah. But yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. When, Mike, can we hear this?
Well, anytime online at WPR.org/beta. But on the radio, Saturdays at 11, it replaces one of the plays of Says You. We had been repeating that program. So Saturdays 11 here on the Ideas Network. And also on the NPR News and Classical Network, Saturdays at 9, and that replaces a repeat of a part of Weekend Edition, so it'll be fresh programs there instead.
And this is a weekly gig now, right?
Yeah, that's the idea.
All right. We're talking to Mike Crane, WPR director, talking about what's going on here at Wisconsin Public Radio, our various networks. And you can join in on Mondays with Mike at 800-642-1234. What's on your mind about the shows you hear? Is there a particular program or type of show you'd like Wisconsin Public Radio to carry? What do you want to know about how WPR operates? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking to WPR director Mike Crane about all things Wisconsin Public Radio on the April edition of Mondays with Mike. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about Wisconsin Public Radio? What concerns, what bugs you, or what makes you happy about what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We've got some events coming up, Mike, at Wisconsin Public Radio. We've got a webpage, I guess, now where people can learn about them, all the stuff, WPR.org/presents. What kind of things can people find there?
Well, among the things are one more, at least, of our old-time radio drama live performance of The Canterville Ghost. And the next one is in Mineral Point on May 5th. And the previous shows in Wausau and Eau Claire sold very well. We think that they're going pretty well on the sales in Mineral Point. It's a lot of fun. It's a live radio play. Mm-hmm. Not for broadcast at this point. We've already broadcast it. But you get to see it perform live, and it's really neat.
And then I've been hearing about this To the Best of Our Knowledge gig going on in Milwaukee.
Yeah, anyone who's been to one of their events knows that they are amazing, just like the radio show. And this one takes the topic of one of the things we love and need in life so much, which is water, and really takes some new twists on it. Ann Strangehaps, who's the host, is going to MC an evening of big ideas, provocative questions. We think you'll end up leaving inspired and awake and engaged, and lots of great people along with her from the show and personalities. There'll be some fun surprises in that. And that is April 19th, Turner Hall in Milwaukee. We hope to see you there.
And then a Simply Folk event coming up in June in Wausau?
Yeah, during our 100th anniversary year, we had a great party at the Rothschild Pavilion near Wausau, and we're headed back June 7th for another Simply Folk shindig with three great Wisconsin bands. And my notes don't tell me who those are yet, but they will be great.
But they're going to be good.
They are. We had a great time last time, a big crowd, and I trust we will again.
And people have to get tickets to these events.
Yeah.
And they're, what, $100, $500? What do these sell out at?
Well, the VIP tickets are sometimes, you know, closer to that. But no, we have some that are free, some that are sort of a basic gate price. It'll vary partly depending on the costs of doing that particular event. But we want to make sure there are always events that people can just participate in without any kind of a gate fee as well.
And again, that website, WPR.org/presents.
Yep, that's right.
I memorized it already. I lost where I had that in front of me.
Presents, plural. That's
presents.
Right. And in case you would like to keep up with this and everything else about WPR, don't forget WPR.org/radio waves, which is our newsletter that we send out by email all the time.
We heard from Chip on Facebook. Chip says they want to hear fewer heavy subjects discussed on our shows, I guess more light or fun stuff. And this is kind of an eternal struggle for any talk show or anybody, Mike, the balance of hard news and current events and serious stuff and fun stuff. And there are people, having done this for a while, you know there are people on all sides of the spectrum among our listeners.
Oh, yeah. I think we've probably talked about this before on this segment of Mondays with Mike, but the inevitable dilemma of broadcasting is you're sending something out to thousands or hundreds of thousands or even millions of people in some cases, and it may not be the thing that you're interested in this hour, and so that's a challenge there. I've also seen over time some big word, periodicity, like during certain political seasons, lots of politics. During the summer, we tend to get lighter because there doesn't tend to be quite as much of the hard news sort of thing. But always, we want to have that mix of inspiration, entertainment, learning. All of that is a part of what we try to do.
Let's bring on another caller now. Marcy is with us in Stevens Point. Marcy, hi.
Hello. Hi, Hi. I would like to comment as a pretty consistent listener. I'm not much for TV, but I do have the radio on pretty much for hours. and my perception is a quality of the program is good. However, I'm noticing, at least from my ears, overemphasis on issues of racism. It's pretty much, from my ears, perpetual introduced as part of topics. The kind of the last straw for me was I was listening to a show about foods and cooking, and it was introduced. I thought, you know, it would be nice to hear just topics rather than specific group takes on them, issues that we are Americans rather than dividing us up in issues of racism perpetually. It's extremely annoying as a listener, and I find it very divisive beyond that.
Well, thanks for the comment, Marcy. I certainly know that our motivation has nothing to do with divisiveness at all. What we find is that many groups feel as if they're not fully understood by the larger group of Americans and whatever group everyone else is in. And, you know, you're absolutely right that racism and issues surrounding it, and I'd say you could certainly add sexism and a lot of isms into that list, are very much in the air in our culture. And we do tend to be a reflection of our culture on NPR and WPR, and so that's why it's surfacing a lot. And very specific to WPR, one of our goals is to reflect the diversity and to be as inclusive as we can be in terms of who are the guests, and we're trying to also change who's employed here as we move over time so that we are, in fact, representative of all kinds of groups and viewpoints and so on the radio as well as in ourselves.
And when we talk about diversity on the show, that might mean racial or ethnic diversity. I know we try to track on our show.
Opinion diversity, too,
opinion diversity, representing all parts of the state geographically. Are we leaving out parts of the state in our coverage? Are we doing too many people from Madison, Milwaukee, or not enough from the cities, whatever? So it can mean a lot of different things.
Well, and obviously, thinking of some of the comments we've heard so far, some things will feel more divisive or serious, others lighter, and that can be quite a range, and so thank you for the comments, Marcy.
Marcy, thanks for the call. We're talking to WPR Director Mike Crane on Mondays with Mike. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Mick is on the line in Racine. Mick, hi.
Oh,
Mick, are you still there? That was a sound I haven't heard before.
No.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
So in the interim, we've got some changes in the works in terms of our personnel here at WPR, some job openings, and a much, I think, anticipated what's going to happen in the morning here. What can you tell us about
that? Yeah, well, we will have a new Morning Drive host coming on board soon.
Crossing I's, dotting T's there.
That's right. Meanwhile, Kate is doing a terrific job, and we've been so grateful for her stepping in on fairly short notice, as it turned out, and just doing a wonderful job. And so she'll continue for the time being. And then we'll have an announcement and a reconfigured morning show probably as we head into the summer as they figure that all out. And yes, there are job openings. We've had a combination of new initiatives and some great people, as far as we're concerned, unfortunately leaving, whether that was to retirement or an exciting new opportunity. The way to find out about that, because people really do want to work at Wisconsin Public Radio, is WPR.org/jobs. And you'll see the whole listing of what's open right now right there.
And we've got a spring membership drive coming up, Mike, and an opportunity to get, I love these, I've got a couple of these, a new artist mug coming up.
Yeah, that's right. It's Karen Ann Hoffman, who does Iroquois raised beadwork, that has done the design for the mug this time. And so that's for people that give a gift of $15 a month or more. And also, this is neat, for the $10 a month pledge, people can choose the Reach Out and Read books for young children as their thank you gift. And that's brand new, developmentally and linguistically appropriate books for children. And you hear all about it during the drive. Of course, you can always donate, and it's WPR.org/donate.
And that drive coming up later this month. Time for another caller or two. Jim is with us in Watertown. Jim, hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Listening to the radio not too long ago and talk about the vets that get sent to the war memorial there in D.C. And I got to thinking, there's a lot of stories there. And there's you know, not just there, but a lot of old people, and we're losing them, and with them go the stories. Why doesn't somebody try and see if there's a way to let them tell their story and maybe even get a question and answer kind of thing, if that works out in the end, to kind of just see what it was, where we're going, and how far from back then we've come.
Jim, thanks for that call. Our friends at StoryCorps do something very much like that, but an interesting idea.
They do, and not only that, that's kind of a national effort that shows up in individual towns over time, but also our colleagues at Wisconsin Public Television, and we benefit from this work on the radio as well, have had an abiding interest in veterans, and that has meant talking, it's now a while ago, to World War II vets. They've been moving through, and right now they're talking to current era vets. They have a program they're working on called Veterans Coming Home, and they have definitely not ignored the people that Jim is talking about either, because it is a big deal to learn from our heroes and heroines what's on their mind these few or even many years later.
Jim, thanks for that suggestion. Just a few moments left, Mike. Let's talk technology a bit. How can people follow us on Facebook? That has changed recently.
Yeah, we now have a special page that's for the entire Ideas Network. So it's facebook.com/TheIdeasNetwork. Don't forget or the Ideas Network, if you say it that way. And so we'd love to have you follow us that way. Also, let's talk about those smart speakers. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are getting those as gifts, and we have a little tutorial. Just go to WPR.org, and on the lower left side, you'll see a link to a tutorial about how to set those so they'll listen to WPR.
Well, Mike, it's been fun listening to you. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Great to be here.
That's WPR Director Mike Crane with us the first Monday of every month for Mondays with Mike.